Motorists divided over parking permit scheme. Householders in Didcot are divided over a new parking permit scheme, according to a county councillor. Oxfordshire County Council is the highways authority, and it is now consulting people on the proposals affecting streets close to the town centre and the Broadway. Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden said, "Some residents love the idea, but others hate it. They still have time to take part in the consultation." Town councillors discussed the proposed parking permit scheme restrictions for the Didcot Central South area last month, and locals can now have their say until Friday this week. According to the County Council, the scheme is being put forward to address issues arising from all-day parking from commuters and non-residents in the town, whilst also providing options for residents by the way of permit parking. Residents living in affected areas would be able to apply for both resident permits, one per resident, and a maximum of two per property, and visitor permits. When the County Council put forward plans for similar schemes in Abingdon, the majority of locals were opposed to the plans, and following consultation, the parking permit zone plans were scrapped. Mr. Snowden added, "People have been contacting me about terrible parking day and night in Hagbourne Road off Broadway, so some residents there may be in favour of it. Perhaps it's overkill to take the scheme all the way to Newlands Avenue. Some residents with off-street parking aren't going to be in favour because they will have to get parking permits for their relatives when they are visiting. Permit holders' parking would be provided by a permit holders only pass this post restriction on various streets operating from Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. And limited waiting parking bays would also be introduced on St Andrew's Road, St Peter's Road and Vicarage Road from Monday to Saturdays between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m, allowing for 30-minute parking with a no-return period within 1 hour. Highways officers outlining the proposals said double yellow lines will be introduced in the area to help facilitate the proposed new measures and mitigate any potential displacement of non-resident parking. A parking permit scheme was proposed for some streets close to Didcot Parkway railway station last year. A second phase for additional streets in the Haydon Road area is due to go live from October the 13th. Signs have been put up for this latest scheme.